He realizes that he's getting a little bit too old. But at the same time, I have a feeling that behind the scenes there are hidden individuals that have basically said, time for Mitch to stand down. We can't use him anymore. His usefulness to the Republican Party rhinos is over. But anyhow, this was out of Breitbart yesterday. Mitch McConnell endorses Donald Trump for president after the Super Tuesday victories. Mitch McConnell, outgoing Senate minority leader, endorsed President Trump for re-election 2024. His support of Trump is a signal of unity against President Joe Biden. Nikki Haley also dropped out of the race, the primary. McConnell says, quote, it's abundantly clear that former President Trump has earned the right or the requisite support of the Republican voters. And to be the nominee for President of the United States. Well, I think it's too late in the game. I think that already the deep state, the shadow government, continuity of government, however you want to phrase it, I believe they've already begun their plans to do everything that is needed to scuttle this election. I'm just not sure there's going to be something that's going to happen. And I'm just wondering if Joe Biden, who is not the president, if one of the last duties will be to declare martial law and to postpone the election. The way that things are developing in the banking industry, the banks, I don't think this is accidental. It could be that part of the plan is to push to destroy the dollar, to close banks. Then you have CEOs of the big corporations selling their stock. Billionaires are moving to isolated areas of the world, building bunkers. Russia and with the conflict in Ukraine, now there's war, or there's more talk of NATO joining the war, not just Ukraine, but actually the NATO nations actually going to war with Russia. Too many things are developing, and I just cannot see a 2024 election, personally. I know that Donald Trump, as I've stated before, I know this is distressing to the MAGA and Republican and the Democrats who support Trump. I do not see Donald Trump re-entering ever again the White House. I don't believe that he will resume power as the coming president. Continuity of government, all the agencies involved with continuity of government are working feverishly to make sure that Donald Trump, they would like to keep him out of the primary. They would like to keep him from being the candidate to run against Joe Biden. And I think Donald Trump will be the nominee, but I don't think Donald Trump is going, I don't think there's going to be an election. I really don't. Too many things happening. The signs are evident everywhere. Too many signs. The Middle East, the United States, we are sending more troops into the Middle East with China. Xi Jinping is made it very clear that Taiwan is part of China. So conflict everywhere you look. Donald Trump is not going to be president. The race will continue. The people will believe that there's going to be an election. Out of Texas, Ted Cruz now, I do not believe personally that Cruz will win his seat once again in Texas. I really don't. The deep state, hidden shadow government, continuity of government, the New World Order, dynasties that rule this country are not only after Donald Trump, they're after Ted Cruz. If Texas goes down, that's it for all the states in the country. It's over. Too many signs. And they're right in front of everybody daily. And it's like a road map. If you don't know how to read the map, you're going to get lost. But if you do know how to read the signs of the times, you'll do well. I'll be back.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Monday to Friday, 2 to 3, every day, the Present Truth program. I have in the past referred to a verse in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 10. I'll read it to you. I'll go to verse 9. In the book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 9. Here is the mind which has wisdom. Seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits, a great empire, a great harlot. Verse 10, and of this, in this empire, the world, the nation of this great harlot, a great wonder, it says that there are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, the other is not yet come, and when he comes, he must continue a short space. He will not get his full terms. This verse is talking about the United States of America. The whole chapter 17 of Revelation is talking about a great empire, the United States of America. And the riddle in verse 10 is talking about presidents. The final seven presidents of the United States of America. There will be eight administrations, but for eight administrations, there will only be seven presidents. The seventh president in the riddle is Donald Trump. The first president in the riddle, the first of the seven kings or presidents, is Jimmy Carter. The seventh is Donald Trump. The sixth king or president is Barack Obama. Joe Biden is not in this riddle. The only person that can replace Donald Trump, I say, in my interpretation, will be Barack Obama. And in between, in the space that it talks about, a short space, Donald Trump, when he is not in the Oval Office any longer, he's still legitimately president, but he will have an imposter take his place. The imposter is Joe Biden. But according to the riddle, there can only be seven presidents. I'll start from the beginning and name them all. Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., Barack Obama, and Donald J. Trump. The only person, according to the riddle, that can replace Donald Trump, the seventh king, is one of the previous six or seven. And the only one, according to the riddle, about the final seven presidents of the United States would be Barack Obama. You don't need to believe me. I'm not asking you to believe me. I'm just asking you to remember. Now, there is a great, you know, like with weather, you have a highs and you have the lows. Wherever you have a low, this is where the wind comes. This is where the vacuum is. And America has never had a vacuum in the political world like we have right now. This vacuum is like a vacuum I've never seen. We've always had intelligent men who were able to position themselves to take power in this country. Right now, Joe Biden is not president. He is an imposter. Behind Joe Biden, in the shadows, You have the real power. And the real power is what I call the continuity of government. And the continuity of government as a group of agencies that work together to assure that nothing can destroy this country, including a loved individual like Donald Trump, someone who has done great things for this country. Well, behind these agencies, you have families. You have powerful ruling families who have ruled this country from the very beginning. And they will rule it to the end. But they have the resources. They use the political structure. And they have systems in place to make sure that this country is directed the way they want it, they feel it should go. And that direction is always according to their wishes, their desires. There's a great vacuum. Joe Biden, people of this country realize that he is not really fit mentally to run the country much longer. The nations of the world, they realize that he is not really the president. They recognize behind him are hidden forces, powers, people, agencies. The nations aren't really working with Joe Biden. They are really working with the people behind him. But this great vacuum that we're in right now politically, you might say, the winds coming from both directions. Let's say the Republican and Democrat Party. We'll use that as an example. From the left and the right. And it appears to be Donald Trump coming into the vacuum and Joe Biden coming into the vacuum. But it's not. It's Donald Trump and the powers behind Joe Biden. And I say, according to the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, behind the scenes, the one that's coming in to fill the vacuum is not going to be Donald Trump. It will be Barack Obama. It will take many a scenario of different things that will push the American people to want a person that has the experience as president. And on the hard left, I mean hard left. And what I mean by hard left, there's the left and the hard left. The hard left are all of the secret societies that are involved in witchcraft. In the left, you just have the people in the Democrat Party that are unaware of the truth of what the Democrat Party really is. The Democrat Party, the hard left, what I call the hard left, they are all involved in the occult. They are involved in Skull and Bones, the Illuminati, Freemasonry. They are Jesuits. That every occult secret society known to man, and the greatest of these secret societies, the secret society that all these different societies are members of, for the most part, is called Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society in London and New York City, these are the powers that run everything for families, for dynasties, for powerful people. It in itself is a coven the two of them are covens in Europe and in the United States working together to bring the whole world under their power, under their control. And they've just almost accomplished it. But Donald Trump interfered with the plan. Vladimir Putin has interfered with that plan. Xi Jinping and another individual that is really irritating them is a man by the name of Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu is the person that you might say is scuttling, well, not so much scuttling their plans, but is interfering with their momentum in the Middle East. Donald Trump is still interfering with their momentum here in this country. And these secret societies in America have you might say, put in gear every single aspect of continuity of government. The intelligence agencies, the Defense Department, the Congress, Senate, House, the House, the, the judicial branch, all branches. Then you have the senior executive services. This is Barack Obama's main control mechanism, senior executive service. Senior executive services put in place by Jimmy Carter in 1978, 77. It was a great strategy that the president will appoint the heads of each department in the United States of America. Every department, every single department. And who, when a president can put in the people of his choice, which Barack Obama did before he left office, before Donald Trump took was sworn in, Barack Obama made sure that he put in, I think it was 7,000 choices, people that he picked. Merrick, Garland Merrick, all these people that we see today in the hard left the Democrat Party, these are Barry Satoro's hand-picked individuals. Most of them, some of them, are going to die out, like Joe Biden, but doesn't matter. This great vacuum, this great depression, this great low has to be filled in this country. Someone has to come in and fill this position. It will not be Donald Trump. I know it's disturbing because the whole country has hope. Well, the only one that can fill that vacuum, the only one that can fill that position is going to be Barack Obama. And you're going to see already, you can see the continuity of government is already active, is already, the continuity of government protects this government from any type of virus, bacteria, disease, anything that would affect it in a negative way, which would be Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, the Republican Party, etc. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association. As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Need pain relief? Gresca's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844 and mention KHNC for a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844.
Okay, well, I'm going to go just cover this as clearly as I can. The two great covens, and I do mean covens, I do mean people who are in the Illuminati, that are Luciferians, the two great covens in the world, in the West, are in London, the city of London, and New York City, Pilgrim Society. They have, for over 100 years, 100 and almost 20 years plus, hidden their identity. But Christ said that in the years before he returns, everything will be made known. Nothing will be hidden. Everything will be exposed. The rulers of the world, the devil's children, the world will know who they are. We won't be able to do anything to them. They'll be punished when Christ returns. But at least we know who they are. Some will be punished, but not all of them. And so these two great covens, is what I call them, we can see their power. They have done everything possible to destroy Donald Trump, and they have succeeded to a great degree. But the prophecy in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, says that he must continue, and no matter what they do, until it's time for him to leave the political arena, they can do nothing. He will cause them sleepless nights. He will interfere with their plans. He will be a menace, a pest to them. But eventually, when he is dismissed from duty by God, then one of the seven presidents, the previous six presidents, or one of those seven, will be the eighth, will be the final president of the United States of America. And this riddle has been hidden for 2,000 years. But when you identify the nation where the kings come from, then everything will fit. The nation is the United States of America. The riddle is speaking of the final seven presidents of America, the men, different men, individuals, who will be the presidents. And there will be eight administrations. So one of these seven presidents will have an eighth administration, roughly another eight-year term, 7 years plus. Well, it won't be Donald Trump. It can't be George Jr. It won't be Bill Clinton. It can't be George Sr., Ronald Reagan. Jimmy Carter is about to leave this life also. So, only two people that could take that final position, Donald Trump or Barack Obama. It won't be Donald Trump. I see Christian YouTube videos about Donald Trump being the Antichrist. And, well, these people, they don't know Scripture. And don't listen to them. He's not the Antichrist. He doesn't have the... A good tree doesn't bring forth evil fruit. A good tree brings forth good fruit. Go back to the Obama administration. You have the great intellectuals of our time doing an accurate study of the Barry Satoru years in office. And according to these men, this individual was the greatest... This is the greatest destruction to this country, to the Constitution, to our rights, to our economy, etc., was in his administration. An evil tree brings forth evil fruit. You can ask Benjamin Netanyahu about Barack Obama. And Benjamin Netanyahu stated concerning Barack Obama that Barack has no soul for Israel. And this is true. When he comes back to power, one of the first things he's going to do is he will interfere with Israel's victories and the things that Israel is doing presently and will do in the future. Barack Obama will interfere with Israel's future. But until then, Benjamin Netanyahu is, in my studies, there is no greater prime minister in the last 20 years, probably in Israel's history, than Benjamin Netanyahu. Since she became a nation again. This man has had to say no to the United States, to all the nations of the world, to the UN, to the Arab nations. He has had to make tough choices concerning what direction to go with terrorists within his country. He is hated by the two coven groups, Pilgrim Society. They're interfering with the occult plans for Israel. These two groups, these sister groups, they hate Israel, and they're plan is to make the Satanic New World Order center Jerusalem. That is their objective. This is why Jerusalem is such a prize. Islam wants Jerusalem. The New World Order of the West wants Jerusalem. Israel claims Jerusalem as their capital city, the site of their temple. And right now, Israel is a nation. Hamas wants to destroy the Jewish people. And America and other nations and China want a Palestinian state. And I'll tell you why they want a Palestinian state. They know you cannot control Islam. You can't control the terrorism that is the fruit of Islam. You can't control it. And they know that if there's a Palestinian state, eventually that land of Israel will become the property of this new coming satanic new world order. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Calvin Crosby, better known as the Deafblind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
And tonight, we have the State of the Union address, and at 8 p.m. tonight, we're going to be airing the Tucker Carlson live commentary on the State of the Union address. So tonight at 8 p.m., if you want to tune in, we'll air this commentary that Tucker Carlson will give concerning the announcement, well, with the State of the Union. With Benjamin Netanyahu, the powers that be can be, you might say, more clearly understood by using the example of secret societies, and especially two important powers, two important covens in the occult world. One in the city of London, Pilgrim Society London, Pilgrim Society New York City. These two covens, they are, the way I phrase it, the way the Bible puts it, they are employees of Lucifer. They serve Lucifer. They're his employees. They do not like, their enemies are any person or group of people that protest against their plans for their ownership of the world. If you think about Donald Trump, he's an enemy. He's interfered with their plans. Same with Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu has caused them quite a bit of grief. Netanyahu and Xi Jinping together in a partnership that was formed between the two nations in 2022. Benjamin Netanyahu and the his government that is set on destroying Hamas and the terrorists in the region. These people within Israel are an enemy to these two groups, because their intention has always been to make Jerusalem the city from which they would rule the world. They are following the pattern of the Bible. Christ said that he, in his millennial kingdom, will rule the world from Jerusalem. Well, the occult world, they want to rule the world from Jerusalem. So this is why they are at odds, great odds right now with Benjamin Netanyahu. Because Benjamin Netanyahu, at some point, I believe, in the way I observe things, I guess you might say, I see that Netanyahu is doing everything possible to protect the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, from the terrorists. And these terrorists are actually, have been in the past, and are presently still being used by these powers that be. Barry Satoro, Barack Obama, during his time as president, he betrayed the Muslim people, but he used the people in Islam to further his agendas in Syria and in Afghanistan. So the governments of the world, England and the United States especially, and Russia to a lesser degree, have used Islam and the armies of Islam to further the objectives of the United States of England. And Benjamin Netanyahu is a big thorn in their side, because they're afraid that Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be completely, totally victorious in his campaign against the terrorists in the region. And the Bible says that that is exactly what will happen. In Psalm 83, I mention this psalm every day because there are new listeners tuning in that have probably never heard that there is a prophecy in Psalm 83, which is a regional war in which Israel is involved in, the region, the nations, the terrorists of the region will attack Israel, and Israel will be forced to go to battle with the countries and the people and the terrorists in the region, and Israel will win all the battles and will accomplish one thing that Psalm 83 says will happen. Israel will take over the Gaza Strip. Israel will take over and expand her real estate. Put it this way. Let's say you buy your neighbor's property. You have the property that you live on, and then you buy the neighbor's property adjacent to your home. You've just expanded your real estate. Well, Israel, the present-day Jordan, is going to become the real estate of Israel, I think probably this year. And this is another reason, if this war escalates in the Middle East, the signs are here before us. If this escalates in the Middle East, there's not going to be an election here in November. I'll be back in a little bit. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
And remember, tonight at 8 p.m., we're going to have the Tucker Carlson commentary on the State of the Union. So Israel is doing everything possible to get what is needed into Gaza. And they send in tons and tons and tons of metric supplies, truckloads after truckload. But the people in Gaza are starving to death because Hamas, the terrorists, And now within just the terrorists are getting, they are taking these shipments as they come in. Everything is going to the Hamas terrorists. And then they make the people who are starving to death pay high prices if they even have the money to pay for whatever they need. Flour, etc., oils. And then within the Palestinian refugee camps, you have the young men in different areas. They become the young terrorists within the camp, terrorizing the women and the children and the old men, because they become the gang members. They become the MS-13 within these camps. So everything that Israel is allowing in does not reach East Palestinians, and the Hamas News Network and all of its affiliates, they state that Israel is responsible for the starvation of 30,000, 40,000, 20 million. They'll come up, they'll exaggerate the numbers. But no, whatever Israel, Israel has no limit to what can go into Gaza, but they cannot control what happens once these supplies get inside of that area. Because you have, again, the criminal element. Not only the Hamas terrorists who steal the best for themselves initially, and then they sell it. It's a terror for profit. But then you have, in the camps, you have the small groups, the gangs, that become the overlords of the areas. So Israel is trying to find a way to get maybe ships coming in from Cyprus that can deliver some of these supplies. And also maybe bringing in trucks from the northern Gaza. But when you see the reports, anything negative about Israel, don't believe it. Because Israel is doing what it can to help these women and children. And even in Psalm 83, if you read the psalm, God says in those psalms, in this regional war, that God is going to protect the women and the children. There will be casualties, but God has commanded Israel to protect these victims, who are truly the victims, against the perpetrators. The enemy of the civilians are Hamas and these young gangs now that are stealing everything, the violent ones. And that's what Hamas means, violence. And now you have not only the violence of Hamas, but the violent young people in that camps, in the camps. We'll visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360khnc.com. Visit tomorrow.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.